I'm talking to Leon Wells, Brayton trainer, who prepares Devin Lass. It'll go around in the 2100 metre race in Launceston on Wednesday night. Leon, Devin Lass, she's been racing in great form of late. She just got run down the last stride, had it won everywhere by the post last time over the mile. She steps up to the 2100 metres for the first time. How will she handle it?
Well, I don't think it'll be a concern, you know. She's won well over 1650 at Devonport. It depends on the pace in the race. If she happens to be the pace, well, she's probably not going to get a true 2100, but if something is rolling along a bit and gives her something to chase, I'm sure she will get the 2100. It just depends which way it works out.
Well, it's not an overly, you know, big field. It's a field of nine if they all go around. And when you look through the race, there's not a lot of speed in there. Most of the horses in the race generally get down, except for maybe Banana Lou. So if it happened to lead and roll along, it might be an honest pace.
Yeah, well, it rolled along the other day, Banana Lou. So, you know, if not, you know, I'll be just sitting outside the leader somewhere, half length off the leader. But, you know, she's racing well now. Her last two runs have been very, very good. And she steps up to a 78, but now she's rating 71 was, you know, 68. They could just get too much weight for her. A mare, and you know, she's not a very big mare, although she is quite strong built, but she's not a very big mare, so she certainly can't carry that sort of weight. And the other thing with her, she's not really a kid's horse to claim, so this is the way we've got to go. And but I'm sure she'll run well. She's done really well since a second the other night, and I'm sure she'll go good.
Well, Ryan Plum, he's riding in good form, and he'll take the sit on her.
Yeah, he'll ride a half over, but there's sort of no one else around that can ride the 54 that didn't have a ride in the race. So, but he's riding very well. So, you know, he's riding the double and double the other week. So, you know, he's going good. So I'm sure he'll go good.
Well, last week she raced on the pace, right on the pace, and just outside the lead for most of the race, and when she kicked clear. But it hasn't been her normal racing pattern to race right on the pace.
No, we like to have her sort of running midfield, but the other day, the only reason she raced just off the leader is because there's no pace in the race. Mm. I mean, they were walking, they were going even time for the first 800 metres, they were just walking, so that's why she ended up there, because she gets a little bit fierce if they don't run along a little bit with her head, so...
Okay.
She's ended up sitting outside the leader, but Dave had done nothing wrong on press. I mean, he rode her very good, and, you know, she was home everywhere by the peak.
Well, she's been a pretty good money spinner for the syndicate. She's had the 30 starts, she's had 5 wins, and she's had 13 minor placings. So she's ticked it over pretty well with $70,000 in prize money, which isn't too bad for a mare that's just been plodding along locally.
Yeah, no, listen, she's been great for the syndicate, especially when she won Devonport Cup Day and when Froggy rode her. I mean, they were wrapped, and there's 20-odd in the syndicate, and they enjoy every little bit of it, you know, and she's done a good job. She's been a good little money spinner. She certainly doesn't owe them anything, and, you know, she's very sound. So, you know, there's definitely more wins in her. Perhaps might be a little better one next year, hopefully.
All right, well, in a nutshell, you rate her a good each-way chance?
Oh, she's a really good each-way chance, Pete. You know, she'll look the winner at the 50. It's just whether someone can grab her or not late. But, you know, she'll certainly look the winner at the 50.
All right, Leon. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries, Pete.